The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Urologist Speaks. Today is Wednesday, July 29th. My name is Calvin Green, and today I'm filling in for Dr. Gregory Pinto, who is taking care of some family business. And let me quickly point out that I am not a... So as we begin this day, I hope that everybody had a wonderful day, and it was an enjoyable one. Today we have a really, really interesting, and I call this a show I'm dedicated to women. But before we begin this show, read a quote by the great Lou Holtz. He was the football coach for Notre Dame and a number of different football teams. And the quote goes like this. If you want to be happy for an hour, eat a steak. If you want to be happy for a day, play golf. If you want to be happy for a week, go on a cruise. But if you want to be happy for a lifetime, put your faith in Jesus Christ. I thought that was a wonderful quote to share with everyone today. And so today we're going to talk about, our topic today is women's health. And I have two great panelists in the studio today. And I'm going to let each of them introduce themselves individually. And I will begin with Miss Regina Wiley. Mm-hmm. Tell the audience who she is.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Regina Wiley. I am a journalist. I am a mother. I am a talk show host. I am the executive producer of a television show. I am so many things, and that's one of the things we're going to be talking about today, about how many things we as women have underneath our hats. I am a child of God, more importantly than anything else, and I am grateful for that.
And then we have Mr. Cady Cox. Mr. Cox, tell the audience who you are.
Good evening, Bahamas. My name is Cady Cox. I'm a businessman. I'm also a person who is very positive. I believe that life should be lived to the fullest. And I think that with God, all things are possible. That's me.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Wiley. Thank you, Brother Cox.
You're welcome.
And as we dive into the women's mental health, women often wear many hats. Their mother, wife, caregiver, professional, entrepreneur, their friend. And the question is always asked, well, who takes care of the woman? Who's taking care? She's taking care of everybody. But who is taking care of her? And so that's the big question, and leads to some of what we call some of the downfalls in our women and what happens with them. And I want to begin the show, we were talking offline, and I want to begin the show with a social video that was played about 2 days ago with a woman who ran over a gentleman or another person. And so as we begin this show, I think that's the appropriate one to begin with as we think about mental health, what would cause her to do that? And so I will get perspective from both Ms. Wiley and Mr. Cox.
Regina. From when you look at life and what is happening in our society today, there's a myriad of things that have culminated to her doing what she did or what happened. My thinking about that is you have to understand that society, we do not like to talk or think about mental health. The one thing we do a lot of times is we overcover it. We cover it with church and prayers and talking to people, but we do not think about how we can go about getting the appropriate help for all of the things that we're going through, especially as women. Like you said before, women carry a myriad of hats. And when you look at all those hats, there are underlying things that happen in each area as a mother. You have children. You have things that are happening with your children. As a wife, you're in a marriage. You have things that's going on in your marriage. As a friend, you have friends that are going through and you're carrying them. So I'm sure there's a lot of parts that played a role in what happened, right or wrong. There's no right to something like that. But right or wrong, there is a we do not address in our country. And I feel that that is why a lot of times these things take place.
Kali, would you put context to that? Yeah.
While I agree with her, you know, when it all boils down to what this particular lady was, the only thing that I could boil her down to, she was a very low state of consciousness, a very, very low state of consciousness. And that is what, quote unquote, we call ego. Either she was doing that because she was spiting him, he did something or he didn't do something, and she said, I'm going to get him, because I saw the video. It looked kind of intentional. It didn't look like an accident, because she, in fact, left the scene. She pulled off and left. So when we drop in consciousness, and we got to understand what consciousness really is. Consciousness is what you think about most of the time. Consciousness is where your mindset is always. And if you had a low consciousness, because we do training sometimes in these areas, in the what we call the three-phase consciousness of the mind, because we are mind beings. That's the only way we can relate to each other. You can't relate to me no other way other than through our minds. So we got to be careful of what we put into our minds. We got to be careful what we put into our subconscious mind, because out of it comes the issues of life. It's really when you put it down, all the things that Miss
Wiley
said, and when you go and boil it right down to the spiritual aspect, she lost consciousness, and it makes you do all kind of things that later on we'll have remorse for.
Yes. So Ms. Wiley, is it your mental health shaped by the content you consume?
Of course it is, most definitely. You know, there's a study that was shown that showed how when young men listen to a type of music, the way they behave. And you know, the rap music is one of those music type of music that causes our young men to react violently. So definitely when you look at what is internalized or what is taken in, it's what comes out of you. And so one of the things that I mentor women and I mentor young girls, and I always say to them, you have to come to understand the power of who you are. When you come to understand the power of who you are, nobody could make you react outside of who you are. That's why you have to feed yourself positive information, affirmations, come to read your Bible, spend time in the Word, spend time alone. Everybody who knows me well. Saturday mornings, I'm at the beach, bikini and all. And I'm on the beach, and I'm journaling, and I'm praying, and that's the time I take for myself every Saturday morning from 6 in the morning, and I don't talk to no human until after 12. That's the time I take to feed into myself, to heal the broken places that would have happened during the week. And so you have to, as a woman, make time, as a human being, make time for yourself so that you could feed into the power of who you are.
Well, does the world need holy moments? Kari?
The Bible said, in all you're getting, get understanding. Now, if you want to call that a holy moment, then you could do that. But understanding is how things work, not how you want them to work, how they work. Because when I know how it works, I could work it every time and get the same results. But if I am guessing and I don't know how things work, and you could find out a lot, you know. Silence, I pray, I meditate, and I listen to the still small voice. I try to get out. Sometimes my way gets in the way. You see? And sometimes what's in the way is the way. So how do you decipher other than through prayer, meditation, and getting a real understanding of who you are and whose we are, children of the Most High God?
Yeah. Let me just say, Calvin, that at the end of the day, it's easy to sit here and say, I do this, or if it was me, I would have done that. A lot of people would say, but at the end of the day, you know, tools, there are tools that if you're a carpenter, you need to have your tools to be able to go to work and build a house or whatever it is that you do on your job. As an individual, a woman, an individual, you need to have tools in your that you can use to be able to keep you in a right frame of mind. And the tools that you use for me may be different from the tools that you use for you. But I would like to take this opportunity to say to women that can hear my voice, listen to me. The world is moving very fast. And there are a lot of things that is happening in the world. And you have to find time and moment for yourself stable. I learned, my daughter was telling me today, that person's lights were turned off. $1,200, $900. That they would have never just dropped on them. You can imagine a mother who is fighting, a single mother or a woman who is fighting to take care of her children, fighting to pay her bills on a $250 a week job. And then she's hit with this. You could imagine the mental state of sitting in the heat, hearing your children cry, mosquitoes. It's and that's just one thing. That is in the things that she's going through on her job, the things she's going through in a relationship. Her mother may be sick, her aunt. It's so many things. And I'm saying to you, you have to find ways and tools and means that are not destructive, to be able to keep yourself stable and to keep your mind functioning and to keep yourself moving in spite of what is happening.
Let me piggyback on something else with that. Should women be more careful about the kinds of people they bring into their lives in terms of the relationship? And I'm piggybacking on that because over the last several months or so, we have heard so many women who have been damaged by men, hurt. Speak about that.
Oh, when you say if we as women have to be careful about the persons that we bring into our life, you are absolutely correct. Because at the end of the day, one of the things I want to say to women is this. When you have children, you always have to think, put yourself on the back burner. You have to be careful about who you bring in the environment of your children. Always, without fail. Even if you're seeing someone, why is it that you have to bring them in the presence of your children every time you change someone or every time you have someone? There's no need. If you're going to see someone, if you have children, you don't have to bring them in their environment. You can have a relationship outside of your children. Back in the day, we know our mothers had 12 children and we never saw a man. You understand? We never knew that our mother was seeing someone. That was sly and them old people was wicked back in the day. But at the end of the day, they had the respect for themselves and for their children. And even we have to, as women, make wiser decisions than the men we fall in love with. We see signs. We always see the signs. You see someone, if you're dating a guy, and this was my true belief from the time I ever know myself. If I was dating a guy and he and I went out and he turned around and looked at another woman, get me to my door, sucker. Just get me home. The minute you get me home, don't ever come back to my house again. That's disrespect to me. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? It's like you have to set a standard for yourself as a woman. Set a standard for yourself and hold that standard. So that you now are protecting yourself even before you get married or have children. You have to set a standard. Yes. And once you do that, You're protecting yourself. You're protecting your mental health. You're protecting the children that you will have. If you see a man and he has children and he's not taking care of his children, why would you want to go and get involved with a man? You see him already not taking care of his children. Why is it that we always think we're the better one? We could fix him. We could make him better. we have to make wiser decisions, and you are absolutely correct. The persons that we bring in our lives will determine the trajectory of our lives. And we need to be wiser in making those decisions.
Yes. What she's saying is very true from the physical aspect of things.
Yeah.
I like to go a little beyond that. You must be careful what you allow to come into your subconscious mind.
Period.
Because out of that comes the issues of life.
Mm.
So before you even get involved with any male, female, externally, you know, women are very emotional, meaning that their emotional faculty is very strong, more so than the logical. Men are more logical, stronger than the emotional side. You know, sometimes they get to be emotionless. You need to understand that what you see happen in my life is a direct result of what going into my mind and what I'm thinking. However it pan out to, we could call it go to school. We could say go to the hospital. We could say go to anywhere, the dance hall. The truth be told, is whatever we accept into our mind and our mental states is what becomes what we express. So you know, you could tell me who Cardi is. Look at the things I how I associate. Look at the things what I do. Then you could say, that's him. That's the real print. Today now, you know, one time ago, the U.S. used to say, look, they asked a certain questionnaire. You know what they're doing now? They can look at your Facebook and see what the type of person you are. That's what you write in your own history, you write in your own story, because what in you is gonna come out. And so until we change that, all these things is basically incident, one after the next, one after the other. And it just keeps going on until we come to grips with that and say, look here, I gotta train my mind differently. I gotta see things differently in order for my life to become. They say change your mind, change your thought, and watch your life change.
I agree with what he's saying because, again, like we were talking off air, Mr. Cox, and I was saying to him that one of the things in mentoring young girls and women is I teach them about the power of knowing who you are. And not until you come to know who you are, and that goes into feeding your mind, feeding your spirit, feeding your soul. When you and like I said before, when you know who you are, no one gets to define you. You get to dictate who you are, and you get to control the outcome of what your life will be. So you have to spend time getting to know who you are. And with the world, I keep saying the world is busy and it's moving fast, and I say that for a reason. And that's a plan to keep you from being able to spend time by yourself to get to understand yourself so you can continue to not to be confused. So in moving about through the day, through your week, through your months, through your year, you have to find time to take time every day to sit down and to feed your soul, to feed your spirit, to feed your mind who you are. It's exactly as he says. You have to feed that. It is paramount, because if not, you're moving about, you're hearing the music, you're seeing people, all the arguing, people gossiping, this thing, the next thing. All of this is happening, and a lot of people don't go to church like they used to back in the day to even get a word on a Sunday morning that could help to carry them through the week anymore. So it becomes that you're only hearing derogatory things and seeing derogatory things. And so that's what's feeding your mind, your spirit, your soul. And so you have to make time.
Let me also, Regina, and I want to bring it down to the level now. What do we pass on to our young daughters? And then about relationships, about this whole state of what a woman is. I think we need to speak a little bit to that, because when you look at the kinds of ladies, in my mind, what we're producing today, I think we lost a lot. And I think that's something that you've been working on.
Today, I was driving and I heard the alarm where children go missing. A 10-year-old girl is missing right now. They found her.
Mm-hmm.
But in my frame of mind, I'm like, a 10-year-old, where are the adults in this? What went wrong? Did this child, no judgment, because life is be life, and I'm not judging anyone, but I want to say this. A lot of times we think when we say things to our young people that they get they learn what we say. Children learn what they see, and they get signals from what you do as an adult. So for me, with young women, it was always important to me when I speak to them to be living a life that, because they always say to me in speaking to young girls, they are tired of people who say one thing and do something else. So I live my life that when I speak to them, they understand and they respect what I say because I love on them and I try to be the example that I want them to have. In the home, that is important. And even though you may do that in the home, sometimes they make their own decisions because they're adults. But the one thing the Bible says, give them that foundation and they'll never stray.
They have a compass
and
to come
so
back
we
to.
Have to give them the foundation.
Yeah.
And everybody makes mistakes because everybody's life trajectory is different. And sometimes I don't even know if I want to call them mistakes because sometimes they're life lessons that they, based on the decisions that they've made, that right. they have to go through to become the person that
Agreed.
They're meant to be.
Agreed.
Yeah,
Agreed.
That's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
And all of us, let he without sin cast the first stone, because all of us, I done been down a road.
Yeah.
I done some crazy.
Yeah.
And thank God he was gracious to me to keep me and allowed me the opportunity to change and become this person that I am now. I love this person that I am. I say that because I've done the work. I'm not perfect, not by any long shot, because no one is. But I'm doing the work to be what I need to be so that I could be an example, because I want them to be able to say, well, Miss Wiley, how do I do this? Or Miss Wiley, where do I go to do this? You understand what I mean?
Absolutely.
Our young girls are in trouble because a lot of them have seen materialistic things happening and they want material things. They want to be liked. They want to be in the limelight. They don't understand the power of just being whole for yourself. And I'm trying to teach them that you are powerful in your own right. And once they come to understand that they're powerful in their own right, it goes back to nobody could tell them or dictate to them or make them do things that they're not supposed to do because they know who they are. You look at somebody and the guy through the corner who has the nice car that all the girls through the corner have a baby with yeah. because they think that's the way out. You're going to sit back and say, no, Miss Wiley, teach me that if I go to school or if I do this or if I go this route, I can get my own life and make my own money and be my own person. And then I could drop back and do the thing and look for someone.
Well, piggybacking on that. And see, and this is all a part of what I call the mental health of Kari, Regina. Do you feel, in your observation, do you feel that women still have children for different men? Do you think this is still going on all over? What do you think?
What do you mean if they still have
a bunch of children for different fathers and
there again? She mentioned earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
Children learn what they see.
Yes.
So if you look at our society right now and say, and you society, we're in trouble. If you're using those words, we're in trouble. It means then you start from the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably go to the grandparents. Now, some people could stray off even though they come under that good teaching, mm-hmm. mind you. Mm-hmm. Okay? But when we look at our society, if we don't teach young ladies who they are and their value mm. as a person, as a spiritual
being,
constantly having them to look and figure, well, success is the amount of money you have, success is the fancy car you drive, how you dress up, how you look,
the
more weave you have. If you teach that to them, they learn and they figure that's the way to go.
That's what they're going to do.
And if they go that way, they will find sooner than later that that's not the way to go.
With the girl named the Red Girl, the song, she sings raps or whatever she does. And people have their daughters out there twerking and jerking and this thing and the next thing.
See, Calvin. In my studies, we call all these outside and external things the race consciousness.
Yeah.
Okay? That's why the Bible says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm. It says you could be in the world, but not of the world. Most people in it and won't be in it.
Mm-hmm.
They're in it and they won't be in it because they compete, they get jealous, and watch these words, anger, hate, disloyalty, you taking from me and causing me to have less. when you know the truth is that God is abundant. Mm-hmm. You can't have no more than God can give you as much as you want. That don't exhaust his unlimited supply. But we don't teach that.
So are women putting more pressure on themselves than
That's what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Because they're watching television and all the fancy shows and all the things that say, this is how you arrived in life. And so that's what they want to do. And guess what? They do it. And guess what happens? They find out that I can't even really do all of that on my right. one salary. So guess what I'm going to do? I got to find a couple of people to take care of this for me to come out the way I want to be. And that's the problems we have in the country. In the world.
So when you say a couple of people, someone to take care of the rent, someone to take care of the car payment, someone to take care of the grocery.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
They find someone to meet their financial needs so they can always, quote unquote, they believe to have these things is happiness. So they go after those things. And then these the same ladies and women who growing up, young kids and young ladies who looking at that and saying, well, that's the way to go.
That's exactly the point. I know of a mother who is doing things in front of their daughter. I'm telling you what I know. I'm not calling any names or that's not what I do.
Yeah.
But she's doing things in front of her daughter, and her daughter is starting to mimic, and I see it, and I'm talking to them, and I'm saying, if you do this, you're saying this is not what you're teaching them. But if you're doing it in front of her, this is what she is learning. She's learning what you're doing. And I keep, it bothers me to no end that I'm saying this, and it's like it's going in one ear and coming out the other ear. Now, a couple of days ago, a situation happened, and she's upset that the child did what she did. And I'm looking at her like, really?
Because there's a saying that what you're doing is so loud, I cannot hear what you say.
I was like, really? And you come to tell me
that? That means what they see is more of an impression to them than what you're saying to me.
And that's why when my girls talk to me, mm-hmm. they always say to me they do not want to talk to anyone who is telling them something and doing something else. Do you understand? I don't, I let me tell you, my girls, I take them out. I take them to balls and we go to balls and I take them to different places so that I can get them to see that there's a world out there, that there's things that they've never experienced. But this is what is out there once you could hold yourself together and don't have a baby and don't, you could have it whether you have a child or not. Let me be careful. I am not saying that you cannot come back from it. I'm just saying that why take yourself down the road because you don't have to.
Right. It makes it a little more difficult
to come up. It makes it more difficult.
The more you go down that road, it's harder it becomes harder to turn back. And like you said, not impossible, but it becomes harder.
And I'm not the women who have children for different men and stuff. I'm careful about the things I say because I realize the words are powerful. And I'm careful about it and there's no judgment for me. I judge no woman. Here's why I don't do that. Because you do not know the road, the place that they would have come from. When, just like we're talking about, like, they could have seen their mother do it. They could have seen an aunt do it. They could have seen a next door neighbor do it and think that it's okay. And nobody is telling them anything different. You go in the churches nowadays, you talk about sex, they take a belt and beat you out the church. The place where these things, I feel, should be taught, and where, other than the home, between the two of them, even when you talk to some mothers and you want to talk to their daughters about sex, it's like they act like you're trying to murder the dog and kill the cat.
And it's better to hear it from the church or from you than anything else.
In a trusting environment where it could be dealt with carefully. Yeah. I'm not saying just go out there and throw things out nilly-willy. That doesn't make any sense. You cultivate an environment where you set the tone and you create the language and you teach these girls about how to maintain themselves. And because if you don't, the world is teaching them anyway. Because when you look at television, every movie they watch, every song they sing, it's all there.
Some drama. Someone out trying to outdo the other person.
It's all there.
Someone competing for, and that's what I'm saying now. When you know who you are, when you come to understand yourself as a child of God, and then you invoke what they call, what we call love. And I'm not talking about the love that the people express today, because the love they express ain't the love. Because I could, they love you 1 minute, and then they even talk about tough love. And then they always talk about, do this. Not that kind of love. I'm talking about the love that God
gives
to us. Okay? Love is kind. It is not jealous. If you just follow that word love, it's not puffed up. It don't rejoice in anger. Mm-hmm. It's patient. Mm-hmm. Where there is to be trying to rectify.
But you know, Cardi, what you're saying is so true. The thing is, what I find is that in most homes we don't talk enough about what it is to feel and to know love. And so that's why a young lady could do what she do the other day and her children and not think about it or not give them the kind. You cannot give what you don't have.
Exactly. Mm. And so that's why I'm saying when you look at it right now in our society, and if you call it we're in trouble, brother, that comes from generation upon generation upon generation.
And you are exactly correct. And when we look at, we talk about the mental health of women, but we have to look at the mental health of young girls nowadays. Because remember now, at my age, when I was growing up, I didn't have 5-6 big, grown, rusty men coming to talk to me. Nowadays, they're waiting outside the schools for the young girls. You understand what I'm saying? Because, and then let's not talk about that law of 16 years old, because I think everybody in this country deserves to get a flogging, because somebody needs to stand up and stop that law. Because if you're 16, you can't vote, you can't do nothing, you living in my house, but you regular? That's an issue for me, period. But let's go back, I digress. Anyhow, but when you're talking about, I'm sorry, no. But when you're talking...
Gavin, that's interesting, because back in the day,
yeah,
my mother got married when she was like 17. But it was it, and that's why if you keep looking at the physicality of things, you're going to always run into problem. It has absolutely nothing to do with the age, per se.
Mm.
While I understand it's the age, okay? Age supposed to have brought on experience and maturity, but it doesn't.
Yeah, but I hear what you're saying, but I don't agree with that.
What I'm saying to you
is that age. So 16 is too young.
Our parents,
their children.
I'm not agreeing with that. I'm telling you what happened though. My parents and your parents and a lot of older folks back in the day, they got married when they were very young.
But you have to understand the environment was different.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So you must not just speak on the age. You must say the environment and maturity, because you have some 20-something-year-old and 30-something-year-old men and women, very, very immature.
I agree with you.
And then you have some who's 17, 18, and their head fixed. They right. So if I just quote-unquote spew it out to an age.
I'm spewing out that age 16.
It's a different story.
I'm spewing out that age 16.
Because I know my mother got married when she's about 16.
I'm going to spew out that age 16 in our society today, and I can stick to what I spewed.
I mean, you can stick to what you want.
Because at the end of the day, we all know that the mindset of a 16-year-old is a child.
Yeah.
I deal with these young girls. Yeah. They are children.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't know how to even maintain themselves.
Agreed. Yeah. This is a different time in a different era.
And they are being taken advantage of by older men.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I know what I'm talking.
Yes.
And
no. Look,
I
agree
hear
with you,
what you're saying.
I agree with you. Watch this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me hear what you have to say.
We put the age to 19, and the same nonsense go on. In generation come, you know what they're going to say? Age 19 is not an age.
Yeah, but...
To give them permission to do what they want. I'm just showing you that it never stops until we get to the truth of what it is.
The truth of what it is that they are too young. Yeah. I get what you're saying, but to move it to 19 and it...
No, I was just saying that.
I
you could move it to 19 and you find the problem persisted.
I hear
then
what you're saying.
The folks in years to come will turn around and say 19 is too young.
And then if it needs to be dealt with then, let's deal with it then.
And that's what I'm trying to say.
But Cardi, you have to deal with the different times that... For example... In biblical times, it might have been even younger.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a different mindset and a different way people live. Today, we can't, I have to agree.
No, I agree with her. Yeah, yeah. But I'm saying to you, if you're going to change it,
yeah,
to just come up with, figure the age, is it?
Yeah. Well, we won't dwell on that, though.
Okay,
but
The point that I'm trying to make is
yeah.
the mental health of young girls. You see, every time you turn around, there's the alert going on. They're found, and they would have been displaced or next place or the next place. The mental health of our young children are at play, of our young women is at play as well, because it's coming from, they may have a father in home, father and the mother, they're not getting along, they're abusing them each other, not maybe not the children, but again, what they learn, what they see. And then these children are looking for peace and looking for, it's adults in our society today need to grow up.
But Regina,
like Mr. Cox said, they need to grow up.
Regina,
that's what it is.
The other day, I read where a 23-year-old fellow took advantage of a 14-year-old girl. They were, you read that, right? Yeah. You know, these are the kinds of mental issues that we are dealing with in our day and time. What say you?
Well, see, you go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you go ahead, Mr. Cox.
Yeah. Situations of that nature, we know something is amiss because a person who is 23, 24, they must know what they're dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's no excuse. Now, that person have some mental issues, is what I'm saying, need to be sorted out. Because if they're doing that and making these decisions, something is drastically wrong.
One of the things I agree with you, but one of the things that I always, as a mother,
yeah.
I know we have to work. A lot of times you're a single mother and you have to work. And we don't have a village like we used to anymore. And that goes back to mental health as well. Because back in the day, this is why things has changed so much. Back in the day, my husband's mother would look after her mother would, well, my daughter, they would keep my daughter until I got home from work and all that. And she was in a protected environment.
Right.
They wouldn't let fly light on her. You understand?
Yes.
But and that's what was happening back in the day. But nowadays, mothers don't have the village to put their children in safe environments.
Regina, they don't have the village because the grandmothers are younger. Some of them, they're
in the club more than the mothers, than the children.
That's
know?
Why I was saying this thing just didn't just start happening.
Yeah.
You're looking at parents, young people who had young children, and young children having young children. And it goes on and on and on. Nobody is stopping to say, we got to break this.
The cycle.
Mm-hmm. We got to break this cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to teach my child or my young daughter the rudiments of life.
Mm.
So when she reached 16, she had the ability. See, let me tell you what happened too. For us, we've been taught all our lives what to think.
Mm.
Not how to think. What to think. That's why when they get in situation,
they don't know how to think.
They look as
think.
Though they are so crazy and don't know nothing. But if you teach a person how to think, when they get in any situation, they can start using their brain power to start thinking their way out of it because they know how to think. But today, they tell you, do this. Sometimes they don't even tell you why.
Mm.
That's it, but you do it. And I sure you heard a story of this where this man married this young lady and every time at Christmas, she cut off the washing arm.
Put it
in the baker. And he said, I got to get to it. Why are you wasting all that? She said, her mother did it and her mother did it, her grandmother did it and it go on and on. So he meant to get the result of it. And you know what the result was? The oven was too
Back
small.
In the day was small.
So she had to cut it off and bake that separately.
Now they have a whole
But they were throwing it away.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you know how to think.
For yourself.
It's a different story than what to think. We operating on world standards and the race consciousness. That's all we're doing, you know. And we could see that getting in problems every day. We go to war for peace. You ever hear that in the name of...
Makes sense, right?
Tell me. We go for war for peace because guess what? It's about the biggest and the baddest and the top. And that's exactly what the young ladies are faced with. The biggest, the baddest, the prettiest, the more cutest,
who can dress more better.
That's the same competition we're going into over and over at different levels.
One of the things that I know has been happening in our society, well, in life in general, for us as a people, I look at women and we like for people to lie to us. We like for men to lie to us. I say that. We put on a dress, you know, you look like a barrel of potatoes in that dress. But you can ask that man how you look. Honey, you need to go back and you need to take that off because too much lumps and stuff. Yeah. You ain't talking to him for days. So how he can now tell you the truth if you can't take the criticism, even if you ask? We like for people to lie as women. One of the things that I've come to understand is that we are broken as women. A lot of us are broken. And we don't want to admit that we're broken. So when somebody come up to us and tell us, oh, you beautiful, and yada, yada, yada. Now, I know I have a big nose. It's that cash nose for me, Lutra. Right?
But I don't know if you could say that because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Yeah, there again, no. If you don't address it from the truth of what it is. You're going to always have these issues.
You ain't let me finish.
Okay.
You go ahead. I understand. You go ahead.
What I'm saying to her is she say big nose.
Yeah.
I show somebody nose who's 16 times bigger. And what do you call that?
If you get somebody who loves
no.
it. That's what I'm saying.
No, but
good.
Let me finish now.
Okay.
I'm saying that you telling me I'm beautiful, but because of who I am and the work that I've done, I'm like, yeah, I am beautiful. Within myself, I say, even with my big nose. Now, that's because I've taught myself. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, back in the day, my waist was this big. I always had boobs and hips. I tell people I had a figure back in the day. Now I have a go figure, right? So when somebody, you get your head right around who you are. And when you get your head right around who you are, it goes back to knowing who you are.
And that's what I'm saying now because... If we start, we judging from the physical, always, and then we got beauty, we got ugly, we got
that's ways. Why you have
and
to know
this
for
girl,
yourself.
You gotta pull your nose, and that she's perfect and beautiful
the way she is. But that goes back to why you have to know who you
saying.
Are.
But Kari, what attracts me to that woman? I mean, for certain men, I mean, they have a certain look
exactly.
and a certain style. So you have to have something that will draw you in.
And so what I'm saying to you is this.
Yeah.
We cannot just look at the physical.
But it has nothing to do with what nobody else thinks. It has
no,
to do with
see,
what
because
you know.
When I tell you, you're beautiful, uh-huh. you're going to make an assessment based on you. You say, I know why you're saying I physical, my nose
mm-mm,
big.
Mm-mm, mm-mm. That's not what I said.
No, you beyond that now. What I'm saying, I'm just saying to you is, we are very physical people. That's what gets us in trouble all the time.
And that's the truth. Yeah, because people look from the outside and not the inside.
You see what I mean?
No character, no standards.
The real of me is not
this. Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah.
And if we keep teaching,
but how do you get to that point? You have to. Something has to draw you in to make you to see Riley or Gina in a different light. If something doesn't
see, it goes back to even from infancy.
Okay.
You tell me a baby would ain't cute. Who parents would say, oh, is he cute? Mm. He cute. That they grow up with that.
Then nice shoes.
Sudden,
them booties nice.
All of a sudden. When they get a little older, then we start finding the criticism, what we don't like, you know.
Sorry.
And we call it all, we put all of these labels to it. The truth be told, if I could love you for you, just because we want God to love us, you know, and forgive, you know, we want that, but we don't do it to people.
No.
Soon as somebody do it, now I can drop my religion for you.
No, but see, I was saying that to say
that. That's how we go. So I'm saying to us is, we could dance around all these physicalities and all these things, you know. When it comes down to the truth, you got to see it for the truth of what it is. If not, all you could do is be making and creating own laws. And people work laws. People work systems. You know, systems. People work it.
I can't disagree with you. The only problem is we live in a world that operates... I mean, that is what I call visual thinking. That's what I call.
But see, but what he's saying is exactly. But my point was in saying what I was saying is, he's correct that the outside is what people look at,
yeah.
And that's what I was trying to get to.
Yeah.
you have to understand who you are, flaws and all, yeah. as a woman especially, because of the physical thing. Once you come to understand who you are as a woman physically and all, you have to understand that a man will come to you. You spoke about how women are having babies for children with all these men. A man will come to you and tell you exactly what he thinks you want there. I remember Steve Harvey said this. He said, if you're dating a guy, don't tell him nothing. He said, because if you tell him your boyfriend ain't bringing you flowers or the last guy you date ain't bringing you flowers, when you get to work on Monday, flowers can throw you down inside that room. And every day he can bring what it is that you keep. Yeah.
Okay.
If you say he don't hug you, every time he see you, he's going to hug you.
But Calvin, there again, right? I can do all those things, but they don't solve. The person who bring the bucket of roses will turn around and drown you tomorrow.
But that's the point I'm trying to
make. I'm saying that we must know the truth.
That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, no, I know. That's
okay.
What you said.
Okay.
I'm saying the truth is that we need to come back and see.
To the knowledge
people
are
afraid of silence.
Are.
People are afraid of meditation. Mm. People are afraid of just becoming still and say, you know something?
I agree.
Let me just pull back. Soon as you shoot something at me, my job, my ego kick in, and guess what? I got to top you. And so the ego start flying and go ego from ego to ego, and nobody wins in that.
None.
The man who could pull back is the strongest man. That's the strength. The person who could pull back and say, you know, I could see that's ego because love don't operate like that.
Mm.
Well, you know what I mean?
Let me ask you something else, Regina. Do you think half of the problem we also have, women think that they're always in competition with men?
I don't think.
And the reason why I said it now, because you see women as, I saw a woman the other day as an auto mechanic. Mm. I see them now as up on top of the pole. Mm. They're doing a lot of different work that traditionally men would do. Now, I don't know whether that's in competition or whether that causes some of the challenges that we have, but I now see women diversifying and doing jobs that traditionally you would find a man doing in our society.
And it could propose a problem. The thing what I find with women is women don't want to stay in their feminine role. You're a man and I'm a man, Calvin. And we know that the more feminine a woman is, the more protection and love, and they get anything they want from a man. But guess what they will do? As soon as you say this, they say that. And they compete and they say, I ain't letting them
will
do this
we,
to me.
Well, we having a talk, and I don't agree.
And what agree. I'm saying to you, if they stay in their feminine role, and I'm not, and see, a lot of situations cause these women to be in predicament where they were. They got to defend the household because
okay.
they're single parents.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But when they get into a relationship with a male, after all of that,
yeah.
how do they behave?
No, yeah. let me say, hold on, wait.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, I understand what you're saying, but I'm going to tell you how I feel about it as a female
yeah.
who's been in that position and had to live it. Let me explain something to you. I don't believe that women, it has anything to do with competing with men. Here's the thing. My son said to me, my son is 20, he was 26 at the time, he's 27 now. And I said to him, I asked him to do something. And he said to me, he said, Mommy, say you and your masculine energy. My son, he does that stuff. And I said to him, Stevie J, and I said to him, I said, explain to me what you mean about my masculine energy. He say, you acting like a man. I say, okay. I said, let me draw a scenario for you. If after your father passed or after the situation that took place, if I had gone into my feminine energy where I'm supposed to sit down like men believe I'm supposed to do, sit down and be quiet and wait for man, where do you think all of us would be?
But that's not the feminine role.
No, see.
The feminine role is not for a woman to pull back and not do. That's not what I was speaking about.
No, but let me finish.
But Regina's case is a little bit different.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Go ahead.
We have women in this society who have men in the home.
Yeah.
And are not doing what they need to do. So a woman has to do what she needs to do to be able to take care of her children and her household with a man.
Yeah. And I don't disagree with that. I agree with that. But that's not even what I'm talking about. Because you find situations like that. I am saying to you, though, if a woman don't know when to pull that back when they're going into a relationship,
you're not letting.
They always won't be there.
No.
Masculine
see,
one. Let me show you something.
Let Regina finish.
I'm going to get back to what you're saying. Let me explain something to you.
Okay.
I used to say to my husband all the time, you could get me to do anything you want me to do is how you say what you say and how you do what you do as a man. For me, this is me now. I'm talking about me as a woman. I understand what you're saying and I get it. But let me make you understand something. If I'm the woman and I've been paying all my bills and I've had to depend on myself for forever, you come into my life, Mr. Cox. You come. You say you can love me. You say, when I come into your life, I can take care of these responsibilities. You don't have to worry about these anymore. You can now rest on me. You could love me into coming into my femininity. You can do it as a man. You're in charge. Daddy Miles, Dr. Miles Monroe always used to say this. Mommy Ruth was the woman she was because he cultivated her. He always said that. And my thing, this is my feeling now, this is just me.
No, I understand.
And I'm saying to you,
if
you come to me, Mr. Cox, and you say, Regina, I love you. I can take care of you and your two children. You work and you do. We sit down and we discuss what I'm going to do. If I'm going to pay the light, let me pay the light. If you're going to do this, let me do that. And you say that to me. And you go 1 month, okay, you show up. You go 2 months, you show up. You go, you cooking dinner. You helping me cook dinner. I cooking dinner. We doing this together. You showing up and you being the man that I need you to be. You ain't showing up today. And then tomorrow I call you to work. Or I know where you at. You don't come home. You don't. See, when you come to me and you love me as a woman, I come down off of that energy because now I could throw myself on you as a man because I know I could rely on you as a man to be the man that you say you're going to be to me. And if I'm by myself or if I have children, I throw myself on you because now I could trust you. But when you come into a home, and we know most of the times we have men who come and you have a third child, fourth child, fifth child, because men aren't coming up to the role. And not on men. I'm not saying that because I love men. But what I'm trying to say is you could love me into my feminine energy because I had to be that because I had to take care of myself.
Okay, let's put a pin right there. I can love you into your feminine energy. What about you can cause me to be the man that I be from your feminine
energy?
But
we working together to do that. That's the point I'm trying to make.
That's what I'm saying.
But you know, let me just say something. I feel and what I see, I think the women in our society are way ahead of our men.
Right.
I got to be honest.
In a college classroom, it's 30 women to one man.
In terms of education, in terms of what they've been able to achieve.
Building businesses.
Doing what they have to do. The men today seem to, all they want to do is sit on the block.
And smoke dope and drink rum.
Have a good time.
Have a lot of women.
Brother Carter, you are an unusual man. You and your wife were an unusual couple who I came to know. But I will tell you that most of what I see today, the
society.
Women are far ahead of our men in this country today.
And I could agree from that perspective, meaning that because they had to step up to the plate to complete the home.
Yeah.
I understand that.
Right.
But what I'm saying is, while that is so, I'm saying to you, she must be able to know too now that when she get in a relationship, That masculine energy can't be so pronounced.
You
because
have to build it together.
What happened to me,
trust.
Me and him? If
but Cardi has a point, you know.
I get what he's saying.
Let me tell you why. Because,
I get what he's saying.
A woman standing toe to toe with a man like this in an argument. Yeah. If me and you argument like that, male and male, we get in a fighting.
Absolutely.
Because we are very dominant creatures. Okay. A woman sometimes they don't understand that, and some of them don't mean nothing by it, you know. They doing it because they figure this is the way I get involved. I can't let him walk on me.
Regina, and I think that's the point Cardi is making.
I see his point.
I agree.
He's
not saying that women must be submissive.
No, that's not submissive.
That's what he means.
What he's saying is that as a woman, you have to know I'm the man and you must know when to pull back. If we're in a conversation and I am making a point, you can't try to overpower me or to go. You have to know when to say, let my husband take the lead. Yeah.
If a woman grew up independent of her own and she was meeting all the household needs and raising the kids, they do strengthen their male aspect of them. The male aspect.
What
they, of them.
What you all okay. call male aspect is us survival mode.
Well,
that, I get what you're saying, as a woman,
their
that
logical
is what
side.
It is.
Their logical side, not their emotional side.
Yeah. Because you have to be.
Okay.
But listen, women don't follow food. No.
Not if you're a smart woman.
You don't follow
because you got someone who's following fools.
Okay.
So all I'm saying is, I agree with her. You know, and they can do that. But you must, a woman or a male. You come into a relationship,
and that is something you. But that's something
you
work on.
Some people can't release it.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's something you work on.
Some people don't want to work on that because they've been like this for so long. It's almost impossible for them. Not impossible, but it's hard for them to deprogram that. And when you go up to alpha man or a man who do it, and you up there, it's only see this, and I want this. No, this whatever. I ain't going there.
But
he's gonna say, wait a minute. And a man see that more as a disrespect. Mm-hmm. And one of the things man perform even more than love is respect.
Is respect. Yeah.
And a woman don't understand that.
Yes, you absolutely.
Well, some women don't. Let me use that.
A lot don't understand.
You know, it goes back to us talking about mental health.
Yeah.
The mental health of women. I've taken the opportunity, and I am proud to say this, for me to be able to come to the place where I am, where I could say that I love myself. Now, I had to sit with a counselor, a Christian, godly woman that I sat with to help me to balance off what I could not do myself. Because
we thought you couldn't do it yourself.
Sometimes
you and God could do anything.
Yeah, but he also gave people wisdom to do things so that you could be able to get assistance if you need it. And you, please, let's not negate that.
God and me could do all things. She had to sit with someone to tell her. But see what has happened in most cases like that. When you sit with people, if people are not speaking truth, they're gonna give you the information.
Counselor. I said that before I said anything. I said that. And I need you to be careful with that. Because a lot of people have a stigma about going and sitting with someone and getting guidance.
Yeah.
When you go to college, you have to get a lecturer, and your lecturer have to explain to you what it is. Wherever you went. Wherever you went to train, you had to have someone to guide you there.
Yeah.
When you went to school to learn what you learned, you had to have a counselor to guide you there. Be careful with
what the word education means. Educare. It comes from the word educare. You know what that means? To draw out of. It means it was ready in me.
But Cardi, somebody has to be the genesis of it.
I'm saying to us here.
Yeah.
I could go sit with someone who more messed up than me.
Before, when I spoke, I said a Christian counselor.
Yeah.
I said that when I first started. I pointed that out. Because that is something that is important. You don't go to people who don't have the same values that you do.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
With all this Christian counseling all in going on in this country, why?
There's not a lot of Christian counseling
going on in this country. Not the name people, Christian counseling.
No,
because you have some
it's
people.
Because people have a stigma and do not like to do it because they think that means you're crazy. And in this country, that is why we have mental issues where people continue to carry on the way they do, because they don't want to sit and get the assistance that they need.
You can always get counsel.
About this then. I need to hear this. Go ahead.
I'm saying to you, I went and I had to get assistance because there are something, you know, I'm a journalist. Mm-hmm. And as a journalist, I have an editor. Mm-hmm. I sit down and I write my story, but I have to have an editor because when you're in the thick of things, you make mistakes and you can't see it.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? So for me, I feel in my life, I was at a point where I needed to have someone that I could sit with who could say, but did you think about it this way? Or did you go around it this way? Mm-hmm. And that is how I was able to get through the blockages that I couldn't see
and that I
couldn't understand.
Yeah.
And see, I'm saying to women, listen to me, please, please. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you're crazy. I'm not crazy. People may think so sometimes, but I'm not. At the end of the day, you have to do what is necessary for you to be able to survive and be whole. You are whole, you're a better lover, you're a better mother, you're a better friend, you're a better wife when you are whole. And that means mental health first, because wherever your head or body follows, and it's important for you to keep yourself whole. And if that means having to go and sit in front of someone and say to them, listen, and again, like Mr. Cox said, I'm going to reiterate this. You find someone who has the main issues and the standard in life. If this person out working in the club and it's a counselor or wherever they are, that's not your standard. If they find someone that has the same values that you do, that's what I did. And I looked high and low. And when you find someone, go and sit with them and let them help to guide you where you need to go. Because if you keep bottling up and holding things in without getting help, you're going to be in trouble.
You could explode.
You're going to be in trouble.
Well, Virginia, is it true then, they say that women, is it true that women do not need help?
That's not true at all.
Okay.
That's not true at all.
What are you going to say about that? Women don't need help, but what?
Yeah. No, you just, you know, some women seem to think that they could do it all with
and that's the issue.
They don't need any, and a lot of them end up in trouble.
Agreed, but some people could do it on their own because they have this God within them who guide them more than any counsel outside.
I agree with
but
you,
not,
you know.
But I'm not only talking from a counseling standpoint.
I'm saying we all see, it is always in sitting in groups that people say things, so if I go to a particular class that I hear something, but I have to appropriate that. And I have to come to the meaning and understanding of that for myself.
Both sides.
Okay? So what it means is, I come out here, and you and her and everybody can say something. I can say, you know something? I tend to gravitate towards more of that. And I can search that, and I can work with this a little more than what they say. And it's okay. I'm trying to say that everybody's at a point of consciousness where they their own understanding. And that's fine. You can't go beyond who you are, what you understand. That's what consciousness is. You know what I mean? I can't go beyond that. Anything beyond that is my God consciousness that constantly come to me and guide and direct me. I have to rely on that all the time. You see what I'm saying? For most of the time. That's what I have to do.
There has to be a balance. Mm-hmm. I agree that there are some persons that are strong enough to take their God relationship and allow God to assist them. You have people who do that. But then there are other people who should find someone that could assist them in guiding them to where they need to go. And again, if we're talking about God, God has given he has doctors, he has lawyers, he has Indian chiefs, and all of them are for a particular reason. And you have to now use, there's like good doctors, good lawyers, thief and lawyers, lion lawyers, lion doctors, murdering doctors. You have to find the one that's best for you. Sometimes you make mistakes, but you have to, for the most part. Even so with the God move, you pray and you ask God to guide you to the person who can assist you best.
There are some unholy men.
But see,
all around.
See, sometimes, I guess I'm a little deeper in that. It's not the person. Or sometimes you hear they're the only channels that sometimes somebody says something.
It's true.
But it's up to me at the end of the day. Appropriate that.
But you have to.
At the end of the day, because we go to school all the time. Me and you went to Aquinas and they tell us all kind of things. And how much of them stick with us now today?
No, but you have to go so you could get
I'm saying to you, they
moment.
Lead us. See, no. People say things to us that will lead us to the truth, you know. Mm-hmm. And I talk about truth.
I agree.
And sometimes we use this word Christian and figure, well, you go to church, say, or I know a guy, tell me go on to church. They tell him, if you want to meet a good woman, go to church. He go on to church and all he do is meet the devil.
Did you understand Christian?
I'm saying.
Do you not have to decipher what is good for you?
That's you. Who got to do it?
You have to do it.
There you go. That's what I boil down to. What I'm trying to say right now.
At the end of the day,
all of this thing we say and we talking is poison. Let me tell you this. You ever heard it said before? When the student is ready, the teacher appears. When the student is ready, the teacher a pest.
But if you do not go to the
person...
So you
know what that means? You know what that means? Let me finish that. You know what that means? You could be spinning round and round and round. If that student ain't ready, the teacher wouldn't appear. You got 16,000 teachers in the room. If that student ain't ready...
But when the teacher appear...
That's the truth of what I'm talking about.
Okay.
When
okay.
the teacher
I mean, appear, I understand what she's saying too, and that's what we do outside and in the world in the third dimension.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about something deeper than that because at the end of the day, brother, if you don't go within, then you could do without.
At the end of the day, in order for it, like you said, when you go to someone, you have to go. And you have to be able to hear, and that's why you find the person that has your values. And when they say what they say, you take the parts that belong to you. I go with the knowledge because I know that there is a challenge when it comes to going to get assistance. I want us to leave here with the idea.
People are afraid because they don't want to be labeled. And there again, that's what we do. We label people. Oh, you know, she crazy. She come here.
Well, let me ask you something, Cardi. This was a very heady conversation. And both of you have is it time to stop seeking worldly solutions to spiritual problems?
Jesus was teaching that from way back. That's what Jesus was teaching. I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
How could you be thinking love in your heart, or you got love in your heart, and you think you got resentment, you thinking resentment against her?
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's what Jesus was teaching. You gotta approach these things spiritually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you go with the carnal mind and you go with what you could see and what you could hear,
you're gonna suffer.
What Jamaicans say, you can see ghosts. That's all you can see. They don't teach a spirituality a lot, you know. You know what we do?
Yeah.
We get caught up in religion.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yeah. And religion, the man-made and those sect rules, and as soon as you go to the left of that, I can get mad, I want to use a Catholic.
Put you on the church.
When I get mad, I'm an Anglican.
Put you on the church.
All right.
Well, it has been a wonderful, 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 wonderful discussion today. Mr. Cox, could not have been better.
Thank you
very, very, very much. And we'll see you next week with another lively discussion. Thank you.
Champion. Rise up again.
Let nothing keep you down.
Live your best.